Let's read together Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. In this first section of Luke chapter 15, we have the well-known parable of the lost sheep and also the parable of the lost coin. Luke chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he spoke this parable to them, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I lost.' Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Let's begin our study of this portion of Luke chapter 15 with some background notes. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10 is certainly one of the key verses of the Gospel of Luke. "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Luke 19, verse 10. Here in Luke chapter 15, this great truth is illustrated, that sinners are lost, but God in his grace and love wants to save us and has sent the Savior to seek and to save that which was lost. In Luke chapter 15, we have three parables. In each parable, there is something that is lost: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and then the lost son, in the well-known parable of the prodigal son in the second half of the chapter. And in each parable, someone is seeking and wanting to find what is lost: the shepherd, the woman, and the father, respectively. Now, in these three parables, who do these lost items represent? In the immediate context, we have the answer in verses 1 and 2. "Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, 'This man receives sinners and eats with them.'" The audience that the Lord was addressing these parables to were lost people. Some knew that they were lost, like the tax gatherers and sinners. That is, the open sinners such as prostitutes, as well as those folks who were ceremonially unclean. And others in the audience did not know that they were sinners. They did not know that they were lost. That is, the self-righteous scribes and Pharisees. In fact, they thought of themselves as being close to God and far from being lost. Notice what the self-righteous scribes and Pharisees say about the Lord in verse 2. "This man receives sinners and eats with them." Aren't you glad that the Lord is guilty as charged here? Praise the Lord. He does receive sinners and is willing to have fellowship with us. The self-righteous scribes and Pharisees thought that they were not sinners and thought that they had it made with God. They looked down on and despised the tax collectors and sinners. And as Luke chapter 11, verse 52 indicates, these self-righteous scribes and Pharisees even did what they could to hinder common folks from entering the kingdom. I'm reading Luke chapter 11 and verse 52. "Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in you hindered." So we see that these self-righteous scribes and Pharisees not only thought they were righteous and didn't need repentance, but they actually hindered the common folks from entering the kingdom. The Lord gave these three parables to show that everyone was lost and needs to be found. The one who is seeking the lost in each parable is obviously God. It's been noted and pointed out by many commentators that the Trinity is portrayed in these three parables taken together. In the parable of the lost sheep, we see God the Son seeking the lost. In the parable of the lost coin, we see God the Holy Spirit seeking the lost. And in the parable of the lost son, we see God the Father seeking the lost. Now we'll develop these insights in our doctrinal points for Luke chapter 15. So doctrinal or teaching point number one, the parable of the lost sheep emphasizes our wayward ways and the Savior's love. The parable of the lost sheep emphasizes our wayward ways and the Savior's love. As most of you know, sheep are noted for their wandering. They don't do it out of rebellion. They do it out of ignorance and stupidity. Apart from Christ, we are but dumb sheep. If there was going to be any hope at all for us, the Lord had to come and find us. There's no way that we could save ourselves, and sheep don't wander back. They go further astray. As we read in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Laid on him, that is, on the suffering servant of Isaiah 53, who is the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the seeking shepherd here in Luke chapter 15. Notice how the love of Jesus, the good shepherd, is seen here in this parable. He doesn't beat the sheep or scold the sheep when he finds it, but rather he carefully picks up the sheep and places it on his shoulders. Talk about eternal security. What better picture do you want? And he rejoices as he brings home the sheep that was lost but is now found. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." What a great thought, to know that the Lord rejoices over us. And there is rejoicing in heaven, even over every sinner who repents. Verse 10. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The 99 sheep who supposedly needed no repentance are only righteous in their own eyes. They are the self-righteous scribes and Pharisees in the parable. Notice, by the way, that the 99 sheep are left out in the open field, not in the home fold. Only the lost and found sheep is brought to the shepherd's home in the parable. The 99 were never in the home fold in the parable. Remember, this is a parable about salvation, not about backsliding. Now, just before we move to the next parable and our second doctrinal point, let me read the verses of an old hymn entitled, "The 90 and 9." Quote, "There were 90 and 9 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold, away on the mountains, wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast thy 90 and 9, are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through, ere he found his sheep that was lost. Out in the desert he heard its cry, sick and helpless and ready to die. Lord, whence are those blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain's track? They were shed for one who had gone astray, ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, whence are thy hands so rent and torn? They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. But all through the mountains, thunder-riven, and up from the rocky steep, there arose a glad cry to the gate of heaven. Rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne, rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. End of quote. These were verses read from an old hymn entitled The 99. The parable of the lost sheep emphasizes our wayward ways and the Savior's love. Doctrinal point number two. The parable of the lost coin emphasizes our dead condition and the Holy Spirit's mission. The parable of the lost coin emphasizes our dead condition and the Holy Spirit's mission. In the second parable, the lost item was a coin, which was a Greek drachma, worth about a day's wages. Some women of that day would wear these coins in a headband as part of their dowry. The value was more sentimental than monetary. No wonder the woman searched diligently to find this one lost coin. This coin was lost and could do nothing to find itself. It was dead and lost in the dark and in the dust of this first century home. In the same way, we were lost and dead in this dark world until God found us and brought us into his marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. God has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, 9. The woman in the parable may represent the church, the bride of Christ. And if so, then the Holy Spirit's present mission of working through the church with the lamp of God's word to search out those who are lost is portrayed in this parable. In any case, the main point of the parable is that we are valuable to the heart of God, but we are lost and need to be found. God diligently searches for us and rejoices along with all of heaven when we repent and are saved. The parable of the lost coin emphasizes our dead condition and the Holy Spirit's mission. Now, what about practical application from this first portion of Luke chapter 15? He would come even if you were the only one. He would come even if you were the only one. Did you ever wonder whether the Lord Jesus would leave heaven's glory and come to this earth to save you if you were the only sinner on earth? Suppose no one else needed redemption, only you. Would the eternal Son of God leave heaven, become a man in order to die, and then go to the cross and die that shameful death of crucifixion just for you? What do you think? The answer is yes, he would. Do you think our Lord would have given the parable of the one lost sheep if the answer was no? The Lord is concerned about every single individual lost sheep. Yes, he would come even if you were the only one.